Comic Timing is a proud member of the Comics Podcast Network.
You bastard dwarf, shut up! Oh, honestly, I think he's full of shit.
Marvel Image.
Can you keep the fucks down? Dad!
Yo, cause cause we were recording and he goes, what was that? He's watching a Yankee game. Yeah, he's watching. Yeah. Could you keep the fucks down?
Fuck!
I put that in the back, right?
I
hope I did, because if I didn't, I'll have to add that in like another episode.
No, you haven't released it yet. That was the summer
episode. Oh, fuck yeah, you're right. Yeah, yeah. Shit.
So
yeah, yeah, okay.
We were here for a while.
All right, yeah,
we
yeah.
We got
the right.
Remix
yeah.
with Brent.
Yeah.
That'll
yeah.
be awesome.
No, it was like, what happened? They almost hit a home run, but they didn't. All right, can you keep the fucks down? I'm trying to record here.
I can imagine. You didn't even bother getting up. You broke your chair to the side. Hey!
Dude, when you live in a closet and
what
your living room is not that
about?
Far away.
A closet.
And this is great. I have the opening for the show now.
Brent's not buying it. He has a heat room. You have a closet for a room. Welcome to Comic Timing.
Good night, everybody.
I'd gotten in with my friend who was a professional. He helped me in. So I'm upstairs. It's 4 o'clock, right? No, live. I wasn't brought in. Because I saw rap. I waited online. And when I got in, I took a picture of Greg Rucker. I shook his hand. No one was talking. So I was there for like an hour. And my friend and I go downstairs and we leave the podcast area to go to coat check. And then the guy won't let me back in. And it's fucking freezing outside in New York City.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. Yeah.
The wind was fucking crazy.
Yeah.
You got stuck outside. I remember
no.
that. Yeah.
So he goes, I'm not going to let you back in. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? I just checked my coat in. He said, no, that's bullshit. You're lying to me. And now you're trying to get in. And then I go, hold up my camera for a picture of Greg Rucker from upstairs. Who's lying now, bitch? And his face, it looked like he sucked on a lemon.
Oh.
He's like, fine, I'll get you. He's okay, but no one else.
Oh, my
He's
God.
Like, son of a bitch.
Dude,
I was
like
in there.
Tony Stark work security?
Well,
no, this guy had a goatee as well.
Hey, I still had the surefire method of running up the down escalator.
Oh, I remember that.
That worked.
I can't do that. I'm fat.
Yeah.
I'll just roll down. I'll get stuck on those little things on the side of the handrails.
Yeah.
And it's already embarrassing enough that I go to a comic convention.
Oh. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, I remember that because I was stuck.
I actually tried sneaking in through the travel show.
Really?
Because they had like a curtain that was separating.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I tried to sneak in, it didn't work. Security got me.
Fuck, that sucks, man.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, the good way to go in was via the elevator also. Because the elevator was a good way to get like past the crowds.
Yeah.
Because nobody was using it.
But it would leave you conveniently just outside of the show floor.
Of course.
Right next to the escalator you have to run on.
Yeah. But when you were going out the podcast alley though, it was good.
Yeah.
Because it let you right into the room pretty much. Yeah, that was good stuff. But at least this year, hopefully we won't have to worry about that. Maybe. Just maybe.
Could I just ask you one thing? Can you keep the fucks down?
What are you all fucking about?
Fuck!
Fuck!
The fuck was that? So what's this, Jim now?
Yeah, I was just chilling and we were recording the Stargate episode. And I keep writing every email with 2 time zones in it. And it's 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. So everyone gets in on the call. We're waiting for you, Ian. And I just say, all right, Ian will join us when we start the show. So I start the show and I go, well, it's 10 p.m. here in New York City. What time is it over there, Jim? And he just goes, it's 10 o'clock. And I'm like, what? I thought it was like 9 p.m. No, it's 10 o'clock. We're Eastern. And Danny just starts laughing, and I'm like, wow, less than a minute into the show, I already fucked it up.
So, hey, no. You just thought that they're in their own special Raging Bullets time zone, you know?
Where it's
always episode 49, and it's an hour before everybody else.
Yeah, did you guys download episode 49, part 17A?
Yeah, no, that was awesome.
That was awesome with, like, the future Robin coming back. and like helping Batman do absolutely nothing but clean the Batcave.
Yeah, that was awesome.
And Sean from 50 years from now tells him that they actually move on to episode 50 in 2 years.
Okay, you stop doing Crisis on Rage Bullets or whatever the hell you call it, on Infinite Bullets, dude. You just let it go.
I should, shouldn't I? Yeah, it's my Batman.
8
it's my
miles
it's my Batman. Left. It's my Wonder Woman. Yeah, it's my Wonder Woman.
We should keep left.
You are my everything, my one and true dream. I forgot the words to the song, so I just keep on going on. You are my everything.
Yeah, the
and you live in a small closet.
Oh, thanks a fucking lot, dude.
E.M. Loverstein, please call the podcast. Please call us now. Brent's not buying in, because you live in a small closet now. Oh.
Yeah, this is the insanity called driving to CGS 300 with these guys, all right?
You know what? I exited on the Reading exit about an hour ago, and we're still not there.
Yeah, we're on our way to Reading.
Which may be icy. Watch it, Juan.
What?
It's 80 degrees outside, but it may be icy.
Oh, that's what I call
it. I swear
to God, they're like silver bullets here. He just hands me this pack of like condoms. And he's like, yeah, you put it in your ass. I'm like, what? You want me to do what? Man, it hurts like hell down there, but come on.
Juan is our own personal Uncle Sal, but yeah, tell your story.
No, I was on a way to a tournament in Annapolis, Maryland. And a friend and I, you know, a couple of friends, my friend Henry and Patrick, were in the car. So we start driving out of New York City and we hit traffic. Sorry about that.
And the radio back.
No, we hit traffic on the turnpike. So we got stuck in Newark for like an hour. So my friend knocks out. And afterwards, like, somebody opened a cork and we just flew down. And he wakes up in Newark, Delaware. And all of a sudden, he goes, his head's like from side to side. He's groggy and shit. And he sees the sign. And he goes, we're still in Newark! We're still in Newark! It's right. Been 2 hours! We're still in fucking Newark! And then a sign that says Brooklyn Gardens. And he goes, the fuck? We're back in New York City? Did we not go?
All right. Now, see, that would be nearly as awesome as, like, if I fell asleep in Brooklyn and woke up in Brookline, Ohio.
Exactly.
I'm like, where all these trees come from?
It's 10 o'clock, by the way.
It's
10 o'clock.
It's 10 o'clock.
I got to tell Sean that as soon as we see him.
Way off the Fox!
Oh, fuck! What happened? They almost hit a home run, but it didn't happen. Yeah, would you lay off the Fox?
Welcome to episode 47 of Comic Timing, a comics podcast devoted to the average comic book fan from the average comic book fan. Join in as a rotating panel of guests and myself, Ian Levinsky, discuss whatever comes to mind, time after time, here on Comic Timing. Well, I might sound a little bit different today. That's because I'm really upping my radio voice.
That's not the only reason.
And I'm live. Yeah, we are live, folks. We are absolutely freaking live right now.
The other reason is the suppositories that the doctor gave you.
Exactly. The asshole in the background is Juan de Jesus. Sitting on the bed over there. What's going on, Juan?
Juan, eat the fiber, de Jesus. Get that shit.
Yeah, right.
Juan with the Joe Hugh haircut also going right now.
Also joining us is Brandon Christopher. He's right over there. What's up, Brandon?
Yo, world. What is up, my peeps?
Yo, ho, ho. Straight from Philly, man.
Yeah.
Philly to PA.
Yeah, from Philly to fucking, like, nowhere. Like, 0 to 60. What the hell?
It's amazing how that works sometimes, man. Let's pass it around to the guests first. Well, first of all, we've never had this guy on before, and he's my arch enemy. He's a fucking Red Sox fan, but let's introduce him anyway. Introduce yourself to the crowd, buddy.
Chad Burdett, unknown fanboy, and Yankees suck.
Oh,
Yankees suck.
Yeah. Hey. Wild card, man. Wild card. Well, all right. We got at least one audience member here, right? Yeah.
Clap.
Woohoo!
Right, and that's the sound of hotel security coming to kick us out.
Pass it down to the floor over there. We got Raph, Suhu, half awake, half asleep on the floor over there. getting ready to put his air mattress back together. But what's up, Raph?
I'm actually going to sleep on the floor.
Yeah, you're going to sleep on the floor. We're gonna move the bed, dude. Don't worry about it. We're gonna move the bed. But that's for after the podcast when we're actually talking about not comic books. But
it's what I do.
I think so. I'm not sure. But by the way, remember microphones? Yeah.
There are times we don't talk about comics at all.
I think so.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I know. Dude, I mean, it's awesome. Tell me about it.
And like girls, I miss girls sometimes.
Girls are awesome. Girls are totally awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so let's do a quick rundown of CGS 300 before we get into talking about random shit that we did. First of all, biggest CGS event ever. All right, I was at 100. That was like 15 people. All right, that was absolutely nobody. 200. Brandon was at also.
Yeah,
you were there. Yeah. Compare it. In fact, you know what? Yeah, Mr. Fanboy, compare it to last year. I mean, in size,
it was a whole lot better. I mean, a whole lot more people to meet, and I actually wanted, you know, actually talk to a whole lot more people this time. So,
excellent, cool. I'm gonna need you to talk a little louder.
A little louder, like this.
There you go. That's more like it, because I'm actually getting levels here when you're talking a bit louder. So,
I'm sorry. This is my first podcast ever.
That ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves the exclusive. Oh man! And when I level 8 this, I don't know what it's gonna sound like. You can't hear anything because it knocked out. Now we're back in. There we go. All right. But, yeah, so, I mean, 200 was just a small little gathering.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there were a few people there. I mean, not a few people, but it was a whole lot more crowded this time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and now here with 300, we got, like, what was it, like 250 people here or something like that?
And plus there were a lot more artists and...
Yeah, I know. Like, we had, like, Steve Bryant, obviously. Freddie Williams came down here, which was amazing. You know, the nicest guy in the world. In fact, we're going to go through our top four list of nicest artists on this episode. It's a nice short list because it's only about four. But I'm kidding. There's a lot more than that, but we'll mention it like a couple. And places of worship as well, thanks to the Days Inn. We'll get into that later on also. But let's move it on to Brandon. Brandon was here last year also. Compare it to last year.
Last year was nice. This year was, I dare say, it was great. I mean... It was nice seeing all you guys again. All you bastards who owe me money.
Nobody owes you money, you lying bastard.
I know. I'm a chronic liar.
Yeah.
But anyway, last year was nice. I mean, last year was about 20, 30 people. Actually, I'm sorry. I think it was 52, correct?
Yeah.
And this year...
It was actually exactly 52 people last year.
And this year it was, 250, 260 people?
About that, yeah. And just think... How many people we fed into the second floor of a bar yesterday?
I know, and it was amazing.
It was over 60 people, and there was actually girls there.
I know.
And you know what I was thinking of doing when I was talking to Nora? I'm like, listen, I'm gonna go downstairs.
Uh-huh.
I could be like, listen, I could get you into the party upstairs. And they're gonna be like, really? And I'm like, yeah, because there's a bunch of exclusive upstairs. Right, and then when I get him up, I'll get it to you,
see,
bro.
See, this is the problem. This is the problem with a handheld mic like this. He can monopolize the mic as much as he wants.
I know, but I'll get him upstairs.
All right.
I'm going to give you the exclusives now.
Okay,
this
cool.
This is DC exclusive Mike Norton. She's going, who the fuck is Mike Norton? And then there goes my chance of getting laid. But
sure.
Then I read comics, so it's...
Wait, whoa. Back it up. You read comics?
I read comics.
Wow.
But I've gotten laid before.
I read comics. Good show. All right. Yeah. What were you going to say, Brandon?
I must say, girls in Reading. Oh, my God. They're farm girls, and they're Amish farm girls, too.
Oh, my God.
God.
Holy shit, dude.
I know. I'm like, oh. What's,
I want to raise a barn.
That's right. Juan wants to raise a barn if you get his drift.
Oh.
I swear to God. Well, with that and Amish Daredevil.
What? Oh, yeah. All right. Raph, tell me about Amish Daredevil.
Well, you guys should know that they weren't the only... That there were a bunch of artists there, but they weren't the only ones doing sketches. I was doing a lot of napkin sketches, and someone...
The Raph Suhu specialty, by the way.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
Yes, they are.
They are. And
they go on eBay for like 50.
You can always talk to me on the forum if you want one. And so someone asked me to do a Daredevil, and then someone mentioned the Amish. And I figure someone said one, someone said another one, that equals two. That's how life works. That's how my brain works. Now you people know Be afraid.
And knowing, of course, what is knowing? What
is
knowing?
Half the battle.
It's half the battle.
G.I. Joe.
Hotel security.
I honestly just heard hotel security pull up with their battering ram.
Yeah.
That girl in the front desk, even though she's smoking
hot. All right. All you single guys here, all right? All right, all right? Me, Mr. Attached. I'm not making any comments about that.
Are we talking about the one who was working the desk this morning?
Yeah.
Apparently, we got a different check-in clerk.
Oh, okay. I see.
Because the one that checked me in on Friday afternoon was giving me a lot of attitude, and I really wasn't too pleased.
She had to deal with Buzz.
That's true.
Yeah, actually.
Let's
talk about the fact that the minute that we got here, all right, Buzz was the first one there, all right? So he's the first guy we got to say hello to. And then a minute after that, the CGS New York crew left an hour before the other CGS New York crew. And we got there at the exact same freaking time, man.
Can I say something?
Yeah, go ahead.
I got lost in fucking Reading.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, tell your horror story.
All right. I'm in Reading with the rents, and my mom's like, are you sure that's the right place? I'm like, yes, Mom, this is the right place. 3rd and Spruce. Apparently, no one told me that there's an East Reading and a fucking West Reading. Okay, all right. I call Ian, and I'm like, Ian, what's the place look like? He's like, oh, it looks like a regular bar with some chairs outside with some red umbrellas. And I'm like, okay, yeah. I go to 3rd and Spruce. It's a church. I'm like, Ian, is there a church outside? He's like, no church.
By the way, I forgot to tell you, the bar's inside a church.
Oh, yes.
This is an Avalon in the city where they hollowed out a church, a place of worship, and now people do tabs of X.
Dude. There's a place in Brooklyn called The Temple. I shit you not. There's a fucking temple where they just have, like, rock shows.
In Pittsburgh, they have the Church Brew Works.
Oh, there you go, man.
My college party place was called The Gog. It was a hollowed out synagogue.
The Gog.
Well, in Fordham University, there's a bar, right? And it's called Dagger Joe's, and it's run by a bishop. And they called the bishop Dagger Joe's, and it was right by Vince Lombardi Stadium.
Vince Lombardi.
Exactly, right? And the only reason was because he couldn't sign the cross properly. It looked like a little dagger. So it was like Joe, right? And he would put a cross, right?
Oh,
but
wow.
But the cross looked like that, so it's Dagger Joe's.
That's amazing, yeah. Dude. That's absolutely amazing.
Not really.
But anyway.
Back to 300.
Yeah, back to 300, back to getting here, all right? So we all pull in, and like right
we tipped
after,
the cow.
Yeah, we took the cow. The cow was awesome. Okay, but meanwhile, tell them the Nathan story.
Oh, my God. We were on the New Jersey Turnpike, and one, we were lost.
Yeah.
But we saw fucking Roy Rogers.
Well,
and
we were only lost by like
and there's
four
only
miles.
One Roy Rogers in the city. So
yeah.
What?
There's two.
Wait. All right.
He lies. There are two Roy Rogers.
Where's the other one?
One is closer to me on the turnpike.
We're talking about
New York City. There's
New York
one,
City,
and it takes you 34 minutes to get one sandwich.
Yeah. And which is hilarious because it's on 34th Street.
But regardless of that weird fact, that was just an approximation, but sometimes it could take you longer.
Yeah.
We saw Roy Rogers, fucking Gold Rush Chicken. We're getting myself some Gold Rush Chicken, curly fries.
Damn right.
You know, it's a root beer. So we pull out, and we're there, and we're sitting down, and this guy's flipping shit. And he's like, who the fuck does that? Who keeps a receipt for that? Right? And we're looking at him, like, what the fuck is his problem? He's complaining because he bought a hot dog at Nathan's. He put it down on the table, and he gets up, and he goes to the bathroom and leaves the hot dog unattended. So the guy who's cleaning, right, who's probably like, he's fresh from the border, north or south. And it's okay, because I'm Hispanic. I can say that.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, and those Jews, those cheap-ass Jews, I swear to God, man.
So he's there, right? And the guy's just doing his job, and he picks it up, and he tosses it, right? And this guy's flipping out, and the guy who was working security didn't know what the fuck was going on. He said, sir, do you have a receipt? And he's like, who keeps a receipt for a fucking hot dog? A hot dog, honestly, it's like a dollar. Then buy another fucking hot dog. Why are you flipping out? Right? Who leaves their food unattended to go use the bathroom? No, this was on the fucking Jersey Turnpike. This was Molly Pitcher.
Yeah.
Molly Pitcher Surface Center.
And we didn't know who Molly Pitcher was, and he informed us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Molly Pitcher.
You don't know who Molly Pitcher is?
Inform the listeners.
During the Battle of Monmouth Heights, they were shooting cannons, and like a cannon went down, and she got shot through her legs, and she kept going.
Yeah,
yeah. Fucking Kevin Smith makes reference to her, but fuck him.
Okay, cool. That works. Yeah. And by the way, just to let you know, I didn't start smoking. I've just been screaming a lot today. I just wanted to let you guys know.
Like a little teenage girl.
Yeah. Oh God. And yeah. Just a side note on that. I have never missed no smoking laws more than after the last couple days.
Welcome to PA.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys are all gonna die of lung cancer. I swear.
Yeah. I'm like, I go home from bars sometimes. And I'm like, wow, I smell like a fucking ash can.
And right away, Raph smells himself.
I always want to go home to like.
Yeah. Oh, and dude, yeah. You know what? Tell them about the shirt, because that's an awesome shirt right there.
Well, the shirt is made of composite cotton, and it's the front print is made by. It was drawn by a Seraphim. It's yes, exactly. It's Kevlar Nomex. The design was created by Seraphim, and it was the proceeds went to bring him to CS300, and he actually made it.
Yeah, Seraphim was.
You got to learn not to swallow that mic, bro. Well, this is a $25 mic,
and this is a $40 mic.
Oh, Mr. Jew with your money.
Oh, snap.
That's what I do. Because I'm Batman.
No, but Seraphim designed that shirt, right?
Yes, he did. It's a very nice shirt, actually.
Yeah, and it's an awesome shirt. And you know what? There has to be at least one representative of CGS UK at every CGS event. He was the representative this time. Last time it was Amy. The year before that, we did. You know what? We actually didn't have anybody for that, but we were first starting out. Yeah. So that's like an official thing as of now. Yeah. We're going to get into the whole CGS thing and what it's going to be next year in a little bit here.
We'll switch back and forth next year. Amy, Rob.
Dude, next year we need Blue Meanie.
Really? Oh, and Mrs.
Meanie and Mrs. Meanie have got to be here.
Before we have to make this announcement though. Next year, CGS has actually announced they will stop doing this on every 100 episode.
Yeah.
And now it'll be actually a CGS convention.
Yes.
I believe they called it the CGS Super. What was it? Super Show.
It's CGS Super Show because they love calling it CGS. By the way, I love going to CGS. Thank you very much. It's like you got a snake stuck in your throat.
I got a piss, man. I'll be right back.
Dude.
Yeah, I broke the seal again.
Oh.
Every 5 seconds.
Your GPS saved us on the way over here.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Thank God for GPS.
It totally did.
Spend the fucking $600.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's how much that was?
Yeah.
And you know what the best thing about his GPS is? It looks like TurboGrafx-16.
It does. I could play Bonk on it. No. I had a Tandy.
Yeah.
Well, it was like a Tandy 1806. I don't even know if that was
model. That's awesome. That's totally awesome.
3 hours to install DOS.
Oh, nice.
3 hours to install DOS.
Very
because
nice.
Because it didn't even have a 486.
Oh.
Like this thing was like C command prompt. I don't know what the fuck
that
you're talking
painful,
about.
That is painful, dude. That's totally painful. Ugh.
Yeah. /unknown command.
Yeah.
What the hell?
And by the way, if you guys haven't figured it out yet, there is no topic for this show. All
well,
right. This is just us.
We had a topic, but I think we lost it like hours ago.
We'll get back to it maybe.
Eventually,
but if not,
maybe.
We'll do it like 4 years from now eventually.
There's
but
always time for podcasting.
There's always time
for
podcasting. No, the show's not over yet. I swear. Yes. I'm glad I was able to put that in there, dude, for the last one.
Yes, it's actually on my computer over there.
Nice, very nice. We don't need it for this though, so we're good.
All right. Well, but, fuck you.
Yeah. Oh, whoa, yeah. snap.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Yeah. But dude, first day. Tell him about the pork incident.
Oh, wait.
This is one thing you don't do to comic book guys.
Here we go.
You don't fuck shit up on a menu.
Yeah. Now, again, this is right after the huge mistake that was caught in a recent issue of Nightwing number 136. All right.
Did you guys see that?
Yeah. Well, did you see that, Ben? Hold up.
Right. Okay. It's a giant panel, and if one is full of grammatical errors, so I didn't know which error they were talking about.
Yeah.
But this thing is so blatant. It's a layout, and there's a picture of Wayne Industries. And the pester put Wayne Industry logo here.
Yeah.
And it stayed that way.
Put it in Wayne Industry.
Editor let it go through like nothing happened. That's Tomasi.
Tomasi. But again, people make mistakes. It was just hilarious.
That's not a mistake. That's a fucking faux pas right there.
Dude, nice word. Nice word. Nice word. Gonna use faux pas right there.
I try and answer.
False pass.
Fashion faux pas. Fox pass.
I'm sorry. I gotta go on a rant right now.
All right, here we go.
All right. A slight editorial rant right here.
What, God? Every time Brandon's on, there's at least one rant. Go.
I resent that. I don't rant that much.
Oh, we should just talk.
All right.
Are you kidding? You ranted on the way over here about my fucking GPS being
too loud. Who's Ian, by the way? Anyway, okay.
That was me, man. It was making my ears bleed. All right.
Anytime you let something that major slip in a comic book, you deserve to get fired or demoted, honestly. Because you need to go back to fucking reading school sometimes. Okay.
By the way, did you get your rant lessons from Lewis Black? Because you're a very angry person right now.
My God, the rage. The pain.
Penance.
Side.
Penance. Yeah, Streaky the Supercat, yeah.
What's fucking Penance's cat name now?
Oh, Penance Cat.
Yeah.
Penance Cat. Yeah,
is it Penance Cat?
It's Penance Cat.
It's in a box?
Yeah. Yeah, according to the what was it, the GLX Deadpool Summer Spectacular or whatever it was, it's now known as Penance Cat. He put a little suit on the cat, and it's like, please don't kill me, please.
That poor cat.
I know.
One, it had to be like on fucking drugs in the first place to go with Speedball.
I know,
but now...
it's terrible, dude. It's absolutely terrible. Oh, but yeah. Anyway, all right. So anyway, yeah. Back to the story.
What story?
The pork.
Oh.
The pork.
So after that edit, I wanted to pork one of the waitresses, but that's something else. But
I do not endorse any statements made by Wanda Jesus on this episode. Moving on.
In between time. Nah, anyway, right, in between something else. But regardless, right, we get there. We got the dinner specials, and we're like, oh, this sounds great. Look, fucking Caribbean jerk pork. So we're sitting there, and all of a sudden I go, wait a minute. The description and the name of the dish, they don't match up. And he is like, what? It says Caribbean pork. And then I read the description. Seasoned jerk chicken. and I keep going. In the Mongol salsa with mashed potatoes. I'm
You see, they're both white meats, so they can just interchange, and you won't
really
notice.
But chicken and pork.
I know. Uh-oh.
As the token black guy here, you don't fuck with chicken. You really don't.
Thank you, token black guy.
So it's okay. Chicken is chicken, and black folks like chicken.
Every member of this podcast has some sort of nickname. So that's it. Officially, you are Brandon the token black guy, Christopher.
Oh, I lost my phone.
Eat the fiber. No, but honestly, so I pointed out to the waitress, and she's like, oh, well, that's a mistake. And then some guy, I forgot who it was, goes, yeah, you're going to have like a whole entire floor full of comic book fans because you don't want to have any mistakes. And he came off so dickish, right? That was you? Oh, you're an asshole then.
Raph, tell him how much of an asshole you are.
Well, I kind of pointed out, you know, we do read comics, and, well, you know, we did pick up on that Nightwing thing. And, you know, that just kind of adds up, doesn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
This from the guy who didn't know what pork gravy was.
Oh, we go to this great place,
oh,
right?
Yeah,
Shady,
yeah,
Maples,
Shady Maples,
right?
Shady Maples, yeah.
Great place. So we're done.
Fantastic.
Right.
I can go an entire, like, I can do an entire podcast about Shady Maples if I wanted to.
So we're done. We're getting coffee. And I'm sipping my coffee, and he comes up to Ian, like, dead serious. It's like stone cold. What was there? Sausage gravy.
No, yeah, no, it's not even that. It's, there's sausage gravy now?
Yeah. And I
sausage gravy is like fucking...
He forgot we're inside of a hotel room.
So
I don't even think the door's locked right now. Is it locked?
No, it's not.
No, it's not. Can somebody get off the bed and just lock
check
that?
Check this out. So I look at Raph and I'm like, you don't know what the fuck sausage gravy is? And this lady starts cracking up in his face.
I'm originally from West Virginia, and we make gravy out of anything. if it doesn't have gravy on it, moving up to upstate New York, Albany, I can't find any place that has biscuits and gravy.
Oh, well, that's like people who come from Canada and they can't get their like French fries and gravy.
But I love my biscuits and gravy.
Well, dude, I have to tell you that ice cream and gravy is delicious.
That is disgusting.
Well, you say you make it out of everything. I'm like, what? I mean, you got to have yourself some like chocolate gravy on the ice cream.
Fried No, I don't go to Chi Chi's, but no, no.
All right. Yeah, give that to him and explain what fried ice cream
fried
truly
ice
is.
Fried ice cream is like one of the greatest shits ever invented.
It's a Japanese tradition.
It's a Japanese tradition where they take a scoop.
Fish ice cream is Japanese.
No.
Well, besides the obvious, this is something else.
This is tempura fried ice cream. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. It's pure.
It's like they take the scoop, they dip it in a tempura batter, and they just slap it into. Well, listen, okay, Asian man, you fucking.
What they do is they super freeze the ice cream, and then they put the batter around it, and then they put it in. So as the ice cream does not melt when it can actually cut through it with your spoon. That's when it melts.
Act now and you'll also receive steak knives at no extra cost.
Because I'm Batman.
Raph, I would like a C-17. Hold the white rice. Please add extra of those little packages of the fried noodles. Because that with duck sauce is awesome.
You want egg with your fried rice?
I'm sorry. I can't understand you. Every time I say a letter and a number, it sounds like I start a civil war. In your kitchen, it's like chihuahua being knocked out, bing, 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 bing.
I know it's late at night.
You want
egg with
your fried
rice?
I have
never cracked up harder than this in my life.
Do you want egg with your fried rice? You want no egg with fried rice? Come on, you know answer the fuck question. Egg with question.
I gotta say one more thing, Raph.
We are the most racist, fucked up show.
We are, but I love. Friendly, I love Raph. I love you.
We love everybody in this room.
But we had Super Jew here. Right.
All right. Hey. Oh, actually, you do know I have a Super Jew shirt at home.
Okay, there. The hammer.
Yes.
Calm down.
Thank you.
The Hebrew hammer here.
Yeah.
Calm down. Right. He had a searching for fucking bacon, egg, and cheese, bro.
Dude, and you know what? You know what? It was fucking worth it, all right?
Yeah, see,
okay? Again, Shady Maple, just to give you the backstory on Shady Maple here, all right? All right? All right?
The Shady
I have to, all right? All right? Okay, and this is going to sound like a fucking infomercial right now. I don't give a shit, all right?
Ronco commercial?
All right? I have not gone to Shady Maple. No, but straight up. People can relate to this, all right? I used to go camping around here. So I used to go to Shady Maple every single year until I was like 13.
What is this camp you speak of? I had a piece of concrete and a stick ball. That's it.
Jew. I'm not talking about camping in the Bronx. I'm talking about camping elsewhere.
That
all right.
Wasn't camp. There was no camping. Camping, you want to go to Morris Park.
See, Ian was looking to go to a sleepaway camp. You know.
Even the Red Sox fan knows it's true.
Apparently, I represent the redneck portion of the.
Well, again, we got the token Jew, the token Black guy, the token Mexican. We got
Mexican.
I know you're not.
I'm sorry. You see, this back is dry. Okay.
Isn't it high tide now?
It's okay. I'm fat, so I float. Listen, we're one white cheerleader away from being the Power Rangers. We got Zach. We got Jason.
We got Billy.
Billy, right? I don't count because I'm Tommy. I came in later on, you know. You're fucking Trini.
She died in a fucking car crash.
Did she really die in a car crash?
Dude, she's dead, man.
Oh,
she's
well.
Dead.
Oh, well. Okay.
See, what's hilarious is that I thought he was Amy Jo Johnson.
He's not wearing a pink anything.
Oh, that's a
Are
shame.
You? Yeah. The voices, use your inside voice.
All right. But just to go back to Shady Maple for a minute, I haven't been there since I was 13, all right? First time I've been there in like 10
years.
And the
Amish women are hot.
Amish women are hot. And
the fucking bun in their hair,
and,
bro.
And
it's the faces and the build, and it's just like
it's the childbearing hips.
Oh my god!
Oh
my god! It's the childbearing hips, and their love to call you Jacob.
More food, Jacob?
Fuck yeah! I could have raised a fucking barn today. What the hell are you gonna do? Go get some turnips.
He knows it's true.
This is not endorsed by the Pennsylvania Dutch at all. We are sorry if you actually listen to
them. Hey. It's okay.
Speak
it's okay.
Into the mic and absorb
what?
Their
guess
soul.
What? Guess what? They don't listen because they're Amish.
They're Mennonites that listen to us.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Don't remember Rabbi Jacob Yester.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Jacob Yester.
Jacob Yester.
Yeah.
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 He says yes to that and yes to no.
Wow, that's not nearly as bad though as that joke that Rath made in the
which, oh, don't do that. He was talking about fucking Bob Schreck and the editorial decision to bring back Ollie Queen, which will give us a show topic in a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
And we're like, well, he had a lot of pressure from Dunkey. And we're sitting in the car with that. What the fuck are you talking about?
Oh my god.
You just got it now?
I wasn't thinking in the car. I'm like, I'm tired in the car. I'm like, and I'm like, Shrek, oh God!
Don't give him the mic. Give him the mic. Give him the mic. Give him this time.
Donkey?
Give him the mic.
You didn't even say donkey. You said donkey.
Because I'm Batman. That's your answer to everything.
That's not a pouch.
I assume you've seen DC versus. I'm a Marvel. I'm a DC.
Yes, I have.
Okay, good. That hence the laughter. Just making sure. Okay, yeah, well, let's go back to 300. But just to end the whole shitty Maples thing, all right?
No, it's good.
No. It's
amazing.
It's awesome, and that's the reason why I needed to get my fucking pizza bread, all right?
I want to see that Amish.
Oh, yeah. Hey, well, we're going back tomorrow.
Oh, yes.
We're going back tomorrow.
She is hot. It's like, I don't get it. Is it the corn
and,
to feed them?
And for that matter, if you two want to be part of the convoy, you know, you can go ahead and come on with us, dude. We got like 50 people.
Okay, so we got JLA fan Bob.
Yeah, we got JLA fan. We got Sean and Jim.
We got Militia Alexandra.
Yeah, and we got Lobo and his buddy. Bill. Yeah, Bill. Not just Bill, just Bill.
LCL is coming also, I think.
I believe so.
All right, so it's Juan, Ian.
We're going to have about 15-20 people there.
We're going to roll and say, yo, we own this place. Let's have a room, and we're going to have a good time.
I raised the bar last week.
This is not Amish paradise. All right?
We've been in most our lives living in an Amish paradise.
And remember, I'm not editing any of this.
Wearing
all
black and white clothes, churning lots of butter.
Raise a bar on Monday,
then I'll raise another.
Oh.
The reason I tell bad jokes is because my parents were killed.
You know, at some point, you're going to have to let that go.
He's never going to let that go, dude. He's Raph. All right.
Dr. Jason Meridian, you're like a statue.
All right.
Best Raph line ever. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's a statue.
It's like, if you're going to give Bruce Wayne anything, why don't you, like, get him into bed. You're gonna give him a fucking statue with that? All right. Goes your fucking statue, bitch. I want to get you in bed because I'm Batman. Look at my batarang. Ting.
Damn,
it pops. It's spring loaded. Ting. Oh.
Whoa.
You give me a statue. I'll give you my statue.
Ho ho. All right. Well, let's move it forward. All right.
Actual show topic today.
Well, no, not even that. Let's just get through the rest of 300 first. Then we'll go on to a little bit of talking. All right. So that night on Friday, we went to the bar, had a good time.
Third and Spruce Street.
Yeah,
Lounge.
Third and
Spruce. We have to give them major thank you to them. They hosted us. They were very nice.
Very nice people. Yeah, definitely. And I mean, it was hard for them to do. They only had about 3 or 4 people on the wait staff up there, and they were able to get everything done pretty fast. So again, more power to them. We gave them a nice tip, and they deserved it.
Oh,
so,
hell yeah.
Yeah.
I even got a few free drinks.
Oh.
Because, I mean, there was a Guinness sitting there on the bar, and it just kept sitting there and sitting there. And I,
oh, that was my Guinness. Oh,
and I couldn't let it, you know, just sit there and go to waste.
You can never let a good Guinness go to waste.
He's like, is this a Guinness over there? I'm like, yeah. And, like, Lobo's like, go ahead. I'm like, he's like, sure, okay.
Because Lobo's not going to get kicked.
Not only were my parents killed, my Guinness was killed. This isn't cool.
You know what? I got to say, Raph had 4 drinks that whole night.
Yeah.
And at one point in time, I'm looking and he has a Superman hat on. And my man is sweating profusely. He's... It was hot in there.
And
but
compare
there
that to you, who had 9 beers.
And I was fine.
And you were fine. You drove home, man.
I drove. No, I had more than 9 beers because I was hanging out with Buzz and Sal, and I had a couple of absolutes.
Make us look
some vodka.
Even more irresponsible to you drive home, by the way. You know?
No, no, no. I sobered up.
All right.
I was drinking home like at 6. Yeah. We went home like at 12, so it's okay.
Yeah. It's all good. But yeah
6 hours an ounce an hour, bitch.
There was the foam wrestling fight between Spano,
Hesse and June Bob.
Hesse and June Bob.
Where she's, June Bob's a nice guy.
Yeah, June
Great
Bob's
guy.
A really nice guy.
Phenomenal artist.
Nicest guy in the world, but can't fight for shit.
No, Matt, he had an uppercut.
It's kind of hard to fight when you're wearing foam gloves, man.
He disgraced my race.
All right. Next comment, let it be a real comment, okay? All right, here we go.
Good times.
Shining on me. Good times. There goes your sketch of Brandon. Just fell on the floor.
Dude, come on, man. Hey,
that's Nightwing.
You almost lost your Amish Daredevil. All right. Oh, okay. All right, cool. Yeah.
It's a collectible.
And any memorable moments from the night you want to bring up?
Memorable moments when I actually did go down to that girl, and then I realized she was like hollow, yeah. like Britney Spears hollow.
Oh wow,
yeah,
dude, leave Britney alone. All right, she's done so much for you.
No, she hasn't.
Okay, all right.
No,
I'm sorry. All right,
she's done so much for the girls I've dated.
Yeah,
which doesn't mean much. You know,
the fact that I got to hang out with like Anubis and, you know, Sean and Jim weren't there yet, so that was the next day. But like so many people that I hadn't got a chance to meet before. Wet Rats and Webhead is the Webhead is the nicest guy you're ever gonna meet, and he is just so awesome. Yeah, everybody's totally awesome.
It was also cool to watch the artist start on the jam piece.
Oh yeah, and the jam piece itself came up gorgeous, especially, and again, this is all in fun here. We're not making fun of him or anything, but the shot of Chuck having the heart attack. Oh. All right, Chuck Satterley. Yeah,
I also like the Captain America and Iron Man at the urinal.
Well, awkward.
Hey, and never have you seen Superman give bunny ears to Batman before? All right, that was kind of cool in itself. Yes, definitely.
I saw that, but I must have missed the bunny ears.
Yeah, no, they were definitely. He was definitely holding the bunny ears over.
But Batman had a kryptonite ring, and he was crouching down. But in all seriousness, though, the best piece in that whole entire jam piece was Sal's Atomica.
Yeah,
By far, it was just.
I like Dark Phoenix though.
Dark Phoenix Wolverine?
Yeah.
That was pretty good also.
Yeah, Dark Phoenix was just so brilliant.
Who drew Wolverine?
I don't know, actually. Who drew Wolverine?
Was that Jared?
It was Stegman?
I think that might have been Stegman.
Do you know who drew Dark Phoenix?
Not sure. Was it Trusty Musty?
No,
Trusty Musty. I believe Trusty Musty did the Iron Man Captain America at the urinal.
Okay. Okay, cool. Yeah. Well, it was definitely somebody. So, you know, and they were awesome. So, yeah. The end. But we'll actually get to the final jam piece and the fact that the most, you know, typical guy won it. So it's like everybody we thought were going to win things ended up winning things at this thing. But
you know what? For the person who won it, he kind of is like the spirit of the board.
He is.
So
he totally is. No, in every way, shape, and form. And again, this is totally awesome. The jam piece went for exactly $300.
It did.
And again, that's mostly due to just Bill screaming out, you know, like, come on, people, get it to 300, man. Mm-hmm. And eventually we got there, and that's
Yeah,
just,
but it's not just
great.
A typical black and white jam piece. It is colored by Maury Hollowell.
Yes, it is.
I believe Maury Hollowell also had his own piece added onto it.
Yes.
What did he draw?
I don't remember.
Because I
started drawing it.
Right.
Yeah, he started drawing it. I'm sure he's going to finish it, but he's also he's coloring specifically the Phoenix.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's going to be watercolor also. That's going to be freaking fantastic.
It's going to be great. It's going to be really, really great. Any other memorable moments from Friday you guys want to throw in there, Rafi God?
The June Bob Hesse fight will be on YouTube sometime soon.
Hell yes.
Pay per view.
Booyah.
In a world.
You know, honestly, for an entire restaurant full of drunk geeks,
yeah,
we didn't break the glass.
Yeah.
It's a fucking waitress.
Yeah.
You know? So we got a good track record.
We were on a roll, dude. We were. Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, also, I mean, we split two pitchers of beer, and like that was gone in like 3 minutes.
No, less than that. The first pitcher went in like
First pitcher was gone by the time we finished pouring. Yeah.
But you couldn't go wrong with 36 selections, though.
Oh yeah, yeah, and they were all downstairs because you had to remember to ask that because it's like yeah. So what do you have on tap? Miller, Michelob, Coors, and Bud,
Yingling,
and Yingling, yeah. But oh, what else do you have? Oh, we have a little stuff downstairs too. And then like they go through the list, and I'm like my jaw's dropping. I'm like, you have Sam Adams Oktoberfest. I love you. If I knew you, I'd marry you on the spot. That's like my favorite beer.
But see, I got another Oktoberfest. I forget what it was, but I can get Sam Adams Oktoberfest up in Albany. So
nice, nice. Well, you're better than me. So there you go.
And I'm so glad that last night they did not count Yingling as an imported beer, or else I would have cried many, many tears. Because I went to school one year and they had Yingling. I'm like, you have Yingling? Like, no, we don't carry imported beers. I'm like, what the hell is wrong with you? It's made in Philadelphia. It's not imported.
Dude, my dad used to come home from those camping trips with like 4 cases of Yingling because this was before they had them in New York.
I had a friend in undergraduate college. He was from the Pittsburgh area, and every time he went home,
yeah,
he would bring cases of Yingling back with
nice.
Him.
Nice. Yeah. I mean, now it's everywhere, so you don't have to worry about that.
How about we move on to Saturday?
How about we move on to Saturday? Since today is Saturday for – oh, wait, never mind.
It's Sunday.
Yeah, it's Sunday at this point. But, yeah, Saturday started off for us, obviously, Shady Maple. We went through that. when we were done with that, we moved on to the actual event. And okay, first off – when you first walked in the Golden Eagle, what was the first thing that hit your mind? Actually, I wanted to start with him because he'd never been before. So
I walked in and said, "Holy fuck! This is where the magic started."
Yeah.
Something in the shop created the phenomenon that we are doing right now, which is the podcasting.
Amen.
There was something about that store, and you could feel it when you go. There's actually a friendliness, you know, like Midtown.
Yeah.
You go in, you get your books, you walk out. Mm-hmm. Hanley's, you could talk,
yeah,
but it's strictly professional.
Yeah.
At Golden Eagle, you think you could have a conversation with the person behind the counter, and they won't just be like, yeah, it came out this week.
Sure.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and that's something that you don't get everywhere.
My first thought was, and I quote, seriously. Seriously.
And sadly, if you listen to the show, you know that was his first thought.
Thank you, Michael Jackson.
All right.
So this was my second trip to Golden Eagle, and last year I thought, "Holy crap, this is a big freaking store." My first thought this year was like, again, piggybacking off what Juan said, you could. I think I know what it was.
I'm going to grab some water.
You actually feel the love, you know, which Lem actually has for comic books. You actually feel like, you know, how, like, you know, his passion for the store and his passion for the geeks, you know. And I hate to say it, but I almost teared up, you know. Actually, I did tear up a little bit when Lem was talking about, you know, how he just pretty much, he's not doing it for himself, but he's doing it for everybody else. And that takes a lot because, you know, most people use it before. Comic books are a business, and it's a business first, and, you know, it's friendly second. Lem does the opposite. He pretty much, and in fact, I think CGS said it on 298, they said, pretty much everything, all the profits that Lim made today, didn't go to him. They actually went to both, first off, the Actor Fund or kind of Legal Defense Fund, and then to CGS, which I think takes a lot of, not only balls, but it just takes dedication to, you know, saying that, you know, I trust you guys. And I get a lot from Lim. I talked to him once before, and he's just a great guy.
Yeah.
My first impressions walking in for – this was my second time there also was first to hit the back issues, and then I remembered that there were quarter books.
Oh, yeah. And the quarter books are a new edition from last year. And oh, my God. Yeah, it was awesome. I felt like I was in Legends of the Hidden Temple. All right? Yes, and again, that's our youngness coming out. We're all most of us are 23-year-olds in this room, so that's like that Nickelodeon that was like right around the time for us.
The Silver Snakes have taken the token.
Yes.
I'll go ahead, and we're gonna move on to the final elimination event. Now you're gonna have to climb the crag. This isn't a regular crag. This is the extreme super crag. Yes. So what's gonna happen? You're gonna have to hit the actuators and then keep climbing up. Fastest time to the top with most points wins.
Apparently, I'm throwing off the curve in the room.
Dude, that's fine by us, man. It's fine by us.
Hello, but I'm Mark Quark.
All right. Let's get off of what's
I'm Summer Gleason. Summer Gleason for WWGOR, Gotham City. Batman, can I get a comment? No, you're a bitch.
Because I'm Batman.
Oh, God damn it. But yeah, all right. Yeah, but this was a whole new thing. Up until this year, it all happened inside of Golden Eagle. There was nothing else. But the mall, first of all, was nice enough to actually give them the space. A restaurant went out, and they ended up taking the space up for that. They had 25-cent bin set up with new and old stuff. I mean, there was bunches of stuff all over the place. And some of it had just come out like 2 months ago, literally. And it was all there. I mean, obviously over orders, but it's a good way to get rid of stuff. And all the fun, all the proceeds were going to charity, right?
Legal Defense and CGS.
There you go. Yeah. So, I mean, that's both charity, because CGS in general is sort of charity right now, because they do want to get their convention going with some money. And what the setup they had was just awesome.
It was great, because you walk in and you go right to your right, and then there's an upper, you go up like three steps, and it's just nothing but books. And it's,
yeah.
And it's pretty much, I think we all found a couple hidden finds, and there are some stuff that we wanted to fill our back issues. But I think the best one was just going through the books and finding what absurd crap that you could find in there.
For instance, the one that Raph came across.
Actually, Frank came across it. Edit this. Is it Edit This or Mr. Flashlight?
Yeah.
Mr. Flashlight informs he found the O.J. Simpson story.
Actually, I pointed it out to him, but I couldn't part with the 25 cents because I was afraid that if I bought it and it went up, then O.J. would come and try to shake me down.
You, sir, are God amongst men.
So now that we got that obscure reference out,
yeah, right. But dude, seriously, all right. The fact that there even was an OJ, and it was a flip book, all right. One side was OJ, the other side
and
was
Nicole. Nicole Brown Simpson story,
and on the inside cover
was the Kato Kaelin story.
No.
I'm joking.
But even worse,
I was in the pool house. I didn't see anything.
You're pretty damn close though.
Because this is mugshot.
On the inside cover was an ad for the Kurt Cobain story.
Wait. I bet you the Kurt Cobain story was half Kurt Cobain, half Nikki Love.
Nikki Love.
With exclusive alternate ending where Courtney Love kills Kurt Cobain.
I believe in addition to his O.J. Simpson comic book, he also got the unauthorized biography of Pamela Anderson.
Yes. Which, of course, right away I joked, was this one written by Stan Lee, too?
Stripperella. Yeah. So I was with Jacob's wife.
Well, damn
true believer. I haven't had an erection in 50 years. But I see Pamela Anderson, and I'm like, I know she got Hep C, but I'm going to die anyway.
Congratulations. Now Stan Lee will never be on this show.
Do you honestly think Stan knows how to work a fucking computer?
Dude, I have freaking Skype, dude. I can call people on the phone.
You could call him on...
I could call him on the...
Skype requires you having to have a computer, unless you call him directly.
All right,
if you call him, do you really think he's going to pick up for Levinstein?
Dude, he's Jewish.
No, he changed his name to Stan Lee. He had his name legally changed. Yes.
Yes, it is legally.
Yeah.
It is legally.
Lieber. Just because he doesn't eat pork.
Okay, we're not going to get into a discussion of Lieber here, all right?
What's his brother's name?
What?
What's his brother's name?
Yeshiva Lieber? I have no idea.
No, actually, his brother.
Larry Lieber.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Larry Lieber. Okay, yeah. Attorney at law?
No.
Actually, that's
artist,
a shame.
Artist also.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Iron Man also.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Yay. So if you ever have to do your taxes, you just go to Stan Lee. He's like, true believer, I believe you're fucked.
Okay, not every Jew knows how to be a CPA, all right?
Oh, yeah, what goes on line 5A?
Shut up. All right, move.
That's your adjusted gross income. So.
Right. But okay, but
no.
50% off all the back issues inside of Golden Eagle. You had 25-cent bins. Let's go through some of the stuff we found that you didn't think you were going to find, other than the OJ stuff. Yeah, we'll start with the unknown fanboy.
Well, besides in the quarter bins, I just found a few things that I wouldn't pay full price for usually. When I first started collecting, I got the first issue of Duckman.
Ooh.
So I got issues 2, 3, and 4.
Like USA Duckman?
Yes. Like USA Duckman,
yeah,
like Jason Alexander.
Jason Alexander. Yep.
I just got some stuff to fill in some holes in, like Final Night and Underworld Unleashed. And
you didn't get Armageddon 2001?
No.
Aw. That's a shame. That's a shame.
No, man, no.
No, extreme justice.
extreme justice. Holy shit. Thank you very much. Extreme with an X and a dash. You're damn right. And I am not giving you your money, bastard.
That's how
But as for
say that into the mic. Say that into the mic.
That's how much of a Jew he is.
See, this is why we don't do live shows where we all.
Oh my god, we're all so freaking out right now.
I know, I know.
I mean, if I was podcasting from my room, I would have muted my mic and I would have said it, and no one would have heard it, and I would have cracked up by myself until he said, "Juan, are you there?" Yeah, sorry, I was in the bathroom. You know.
Oh jeez.
It takes Brent to go away for a half hour.
Well,
and his roommate just to walk and say, "Yeah, let's sing out for you." I'm like, what
wait,
the
wait,
hell?
wait until you guys hear the bloopers for episode 48. But oh, yeah, let's go back to some of the other stuff.
But as for back issues, I just filled in some of my back issues of Batman that I was missing.
Oh, cool!
I'll probably go back tomorrow and maybe fill in some Flash and stuff like that.
Nice, awesome, Brandon.
Well, I was just looking for some really odd books. I have this weird fetish for like just finding crappy books.
Yeah, fetish,
exactly.
it was great too because like when we were both there at the same time, we were like calling out books to each other. It was like, dude, we found something even worse.
Oh my god, I think we found like a Liefeld original book also.
Yes, we did.
Oh god.
Hey! I picked up. I officially finished my Teen Titans run. Okay, I got Teen Titans number 28, the second part of the Gail Simone Rob Liefeld one, which I refused to pick up.
The Hawk and Dove one.
Yeah, the Hawk and Dove one.
Oh god, I found the original Hawk, the second series Hawk and Dove, done by Liefeld.
Oh nice.
The one with the leather wings.
No, not the leather wings. The one without the wings.
Oh okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That was That's pretty freaking terrible.
Yeah.
But I know. They had pockets. They had pockets though.
There you go.
And pockets and guns.
They had pockets.
And pouches.
Dude, of course it was pockets and pockets and pouches. It's fucking Liefeld. Pockets and back. All right, yeah.
All right, ahead. So I picked up a couple of the pulp annuals, Flash and Batman.
Yeah.
Just some fun stuff to read. I picked up the Girl Frenzy stuff and I think it was the fifth week stuff.
Uh-huh.
I picked up the Ravens, I think it was the Ravens, Birds of Prey, Batgirl, and I picked up the secret one also.
Mm-hmm.
Went through the 28% off bins for the Golden Eagle. Picked up Legionnaires number one, and also Legion of Superheroes number one. The Wade Kitson run.
Yeah, which is great.
Yeah, of course. That's just gonna go on my freaking wall right there. I'm not gonna read it because you don't read comics. You know, you turn the page, wash your hands. Turn the page, wash your hands. But exactly. Only
see,
less. Only less.
All right. Person. All right. See, because I'm the one with the Jewish accent. Only I can do Philbert in this room, okay? Turn the page.
I'm nauseous.
Turn the page. Wash your hands. Turn the page. Wash your hands.
He's not Jewish.
And then you turn the page, and then you wash your hands.
He's not Jewish. He's neurotic. This is the difference.
Dude, he's totally Jewish.
Oh, yeah, he is. All right. He's freaking out. Woody Allen.
Yeah, he definitely is. Yeah. And any other crazy steals that you want to share?
Oh, I don't have my pile with me.
Just a random one that you just throw out there.
Right.
Yeah, we don't want to go through everything, but
I know I got one. I'm trying to find just the one. Oh, JL Ape.
Oh yeah. JL Ape. Yeah, dude. Yeah, thanks for handing me the mic.
JL Ape.
Yeah, dude. JL Ape. I got myself.
Was that by Gerard Jones as well?
Was it? I don't know.
No.
Yeah, by the regular people.
Yeah, the regular guys. It was the annuals that year. Yeah. I think so, yeah. But I got myself JOA Flash, and that was actually when Walter West was the Flash. I don't know if you remember that, with like Dark Flash, and it was like the Hyper Time version of like Walter, where he lost
the worst costume ever, because it was dark, yeah. He had the dark red with the white stripe.
Yeah.
And that's not dark. That's kind of bright right there.
Like, it's painful. Yeah, it really was.
Didn't he also have the scar on the face?
Yes, he did. Yeah. Yeah, he had a scar on the face because obviously when you're dark and tortured, you got to have a scar. Yeah.
I lost my wife. She died.
It's like our audience is falling asleep there, and then like the minute we hear penance, he perks up like, oh, God, he said penance.
Is it really that bad that penance is here?
No. Dude, he's exhausted like we are, man. We're running on fumes right now. But, yeah, well, I mean, specifically, and he got me JOA Green Lantern, which is Kyle as an ape. All right?
Really?
Yeah, you can't get better than that.
And also, the Flash one had Impulse.
And the Flash one had Impulse. God rest in peace.
Well, there was number two. Was
God rest in peace?
God, may you rest in peace.
Okay, there we go.
It was, yeah.
Like Ares.
Yeah, Impulse as like freaking Tarzan, which is on the cover, which is
and
always classic.
I'd already had JLA, JLA from like a grab bag that I got, so I'm good.
I paid full price for all those annuals. Regardless, when they came out.
Raph, you hurt me. You really do. Yeah, give me some of your good
finds. I started collecting with Electric Blue Superman.
That's frightening. Yeah.
And I'm the world's biggest Superman fan. That's how hardcore I am. That crap is what makes it so impressive.
Yes, you did. You are my hero, dude.
Red and blue. What's blue?
Give us some of the stuff you found.
Well, let's see. I've got both first issues of the Robin miniseries. I've got some Peter David X Factor.
Nice.
I've got. I think I even
current X Factor.
Current X Factor.
Oh, okay, awesome.
I have some. I think I have some early slot She-Hulk. In there somewhere. And I have a bunch of Star Treks to finish off my run from the beginning.
Very cool.
That's why you won't make the basketball team. I never played basketball. Damn it. There's another big one. Ed Brubaker, Captain America. I got like five issues of him.
Very nice. Awesome. Juan.
I found the very first comic that I ever read that I had to throw away. Was no, it wasn't Catwoman. That was the very first comic for something else. But I don't know that it was Darwin Cook.
You know,
so there
we
was
totally
a much,
didn't have to go there.
Yeah, well, regardless, it was Robin miniseries 3, Cry of the Huntress part 6.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
And I picked up the first two Robin miniseries. I picked up that, and I completed a huge chunk for Robin 0 to 13.
Very nice. Very nice.
Yeah. It's pure Grummet art.
Oh, dude.
So it's just
very
Grummet
cool.
Goodness. It was Dixon and Grummet. And that was for a good 20-29 issues.
Dude, Grummet's art is so amazing.
I think it was Grummet, and then it was McDaniel, and then it was Freddy.
Yeah.
There was one artist in between the 1 year later.
Yeah.
Carl Kessler? Kessel? Yeah. The guy who did the Flash issue? Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
so
I got myself issues 1 through 6 of Guy Gardner. I am very happy right now, okay? Because this is back when Gardner was the biggest dick in the world.
Wait, hold on. Before we go on, this is kind of current, but Wayne Cordo was getting sketches done of the JLI. I'm sorry, of the
Injustice
Society. No.
It was JLI.
Bwahahire.
Yeah.
And he was going around and he wanted to get a sketch of Guy Gardner. So I gave him the idea of getting Guy Gardner on the floor, knocked out by being punched by Batman.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. Do you know if he got it?
I hope he did, because he's looking to get that one from Harold Jennett. Trust me.
Is he going to be here tomorrow?
He should be, yeah.
Okay, good. Then we got to ask him.
I think he's leaving early. Yeah, he's leaving early
in
the morning.
Okay.
I saw a sketch.
Okay.
He has Ice, Fire, Guy Gardner, and Booster. That's it.
Okay.
Nothing else.
Okay.
No.
That's fine,
4 figures standing. So.
But yeah, but okay. That's all you wanted to say. Okay. But yeah, I mean, Guy Gardner, back when he was still the biggest dick in the world.
Yellow ring.
Yeah, that was Yellow Ring. And that was back when he had he had Sinestro's Yellow Ring for a while.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
That's why I found it odd that only Hal picked up the Yellow Ring.
Yeah, no.
Because Guy should be able to use them like nothing.
Yeah.
Not to give too much away, but they said in the latest issue, I think it was a GL Core.
Yeah.
That when Guy Gardner had the ring, he only kind of toyed with it. You know, he really.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. He never really unlocked the full potential.
Yeah, that's exactly what he said.
That's fine. But I got myself along with that issues 1, 2, 3, 5, and 6 of the Wisdom Max series. Punch in the nuts. It's I still need that number 4. So if any of you have an extra copy for some odd reason, then go ahead and give it to me. But yeah, definitely. I'm not gonna go to Mile High for it. Jeez, man. Yeah, I am never getting anything from Mile High. I guess from Mile High 4 or 5 times. It wasn't worth it at all. I did also get, if I remember correctly, a Lobo comic specifically for the title. It escapes me right now, but it's yeah. That I believe that was it. Yeah. Yeah, Super Lobo, yeah.
Lobo does comics?
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
I did not know.
No, actually, this is the character, Lobo.
Oh. Good call.
Raph really needs to go to bed soon.
Because I'm Batman.
Raph
is doing the whole Nightfall thing where he won't sleep for days on end.
Yeah.
And then someone like as small as Daniel Corsetto is going to come and break his back. I will break you with underwear.
Oh, that's frightening, dude.
She can break me in other ways.
Oh!
You know she's going to hear this.
I'm sure she probably will.
And there goes another restraining order.
Oh.
You know, this is hurting both our shows right now. Not just Anne's, but mine. Because I'm like, Danielle, she's a good artist. And you're like, she's not going to go on my show either. Because just being
I'm
with
sorry,
you guys.
I'm sorry, dude. Your entire podcasting career is ruined because you know
three
us.
Three shows.
Five.
No, there's three shows that Daniel's never going to go on because we do a show.
Yeah, that's true, actually. Yeah. There are three shows being represented in this room. And
don't you guys know how to change your name?
Yeah.
You change the name of the show, she won't know.
Welcome to Time and Comic.
Where there's always comics for time. I think we got to go with his fine.
I thought I already.
No, he did his already, dude. Yeah, he went.
I did pick up the Superman Wedding album.
Oh, there you go. That's well worth it.
It was a quarter.
Hey, dude, that's totally worth
both
a buck.
The
a quarter
collector's item and the newsstand.
What?
Yeah.
Did it come with Dean Cain?
Yes, it did come with Dean Cain. It came with a little mini Dean Cain. It was alive and everything.
He's pasted in the inside.
Spread out.
It's like he's in a fucking
right.
Zone.
All right. Sketches were a big part of
sketches. Oh my god.
Yeah. Sketches were a big part of this. Let's run through that like real quickly. What you got and. You can mention if you like who you got it from if you want, just specifically the characters you got.
Jason Todd from Hush and Animal Man.
Very nice.
That's two big shout outs. First off to Buzz for the Impulse sketch. Amazing. And also Erica Hesse for the Secret sketch from Young Justice. Mm. Thank you so much.
Yeah, she actually captured Todd Knox style perfectly.
Yeah, and she aped it really well, and I couldn't even tell.
Yeah.
I got a great Superman punching the crap out of Thor sketch from Dave Ryan. And
you actually sound a bit like Ben Stein right now.
Thank you. Clear eyes.
Oh, use your regular voice, man. Come on. Use your regular voice.
No,
what else? Oh my god, that's sad. God.
What else did I get? I got two sketches, Dark Hawk by Randy G, which I haven't picked up yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I got an Ion.
Yeah, Darkhawk.
He was my favorite hero in the 90s. Shut up. he was my favorite hero in the 90s. Shut up. And I got an Ion from Andrew Charapar, which is excellent.
Very cool.
Darkhawk.
I was 7 years old. He had cool armor. Shut up.
He is in the Losers, and the Losers is very good. Loners.
the Losers. I get it.
That is pretty much what they are, dude. Yes, yeah. with Ricochet.
With
yeah.
Ricochet,
yeah.
Wow. And Rick Jones.
Yeah. I'm Rick Jones, bitch.
Don't you mean Rick James? No, Rick Jones. I was everyone's sidekick. Snapper car, right. Yeah, asshole.
What'd you get?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I got a bunch. I got a bunch of June Bob Kings. June Bob King.
I am the June Bob King.
Yeah, that's his new name from now on. Yeah.
Yeah.
Welcome to Jumbab Kim. The Mongolian girl. You Mongolians. No, but regardless, he did some great Oracle sketches for me. And Martheus Wade, big shout out to him because he pulled something out of beauty from nothing, you know, from no reference. He did a Wonder Woman, right? And it's just. There's some really good stuff.
Raph's holding up his Dark Hawk right
put
now.
Your dark, is that a fucking Star Trek one?
Yeah.
Give me that. Let me see that. Come here.
All right.
This isn't like Next Generation. This is fucking Leonard Nimoy.
See, what do we got there? Yeah, well, it's DC. It's back in the DC days. Yeah. Wait. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, well. Anyway, what other sketches did you get?
I got the Andrew Charpar Batgirl, so I completed most of my Gotham Knights thing. I call it Gotham Knights or whatever.
Oh, cool. Sweet.
Yeah, Gotham Girl. Oh, I got all the Gotham. Oh, no, Batwoman, Bat Kane.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got myself a I'm probably one of three people in the world, possibly even one of one person, who's ever asked for a Cecilia Reyes sketch. So I am very happy about that. I got a June Bob Kim Cecilia Reyes. That was very, very good. Yeah, and it looks amazing. I got a Genus Vell from Erica Hesse. That looks fantastic. This is a sketch that I swear would have cost like $50 if it was a commission. And it looks that good. It really does. Yeah, just pass it over to yeah.
You know, it actually reminds me of the first cover of the.
It does, yeah. It's his most recent costume too, yeah. which was pretty cool.
And I gotta say this, Hesse, her art. Last year, she was giving away free head sketches.
Yeah,
and they were good. This year, she really raised the bar.
Yeah, she blew it out of the park. She really did.
It was just amazing. The detail in the sketches, the inking, the coloring. It was just amazing.
And I got myself along with that a free Miss Marvel sketch, and I got a Pat Loika Nico from Runaways on a backing board, which was really, really good.
Well, to say something else about Erica,
yeah.
I said Batwoman, mm-hmm. and I didn't specify which one.
Wow.
Right? And she went ahead and she actually asked to borrow someone's laptop.
That's really cool.
Did the reference research by herself and picked out the original Kate Kane Batwoman.
That's great.
You could tell that she's her anatomy is much more refined.
Yeah.
Her inking skills have just come along so far.
She's an up and comer, definitely. Oh, yeah. I mean, I expect to see a lot more.
She is really someone to watch out for.
The key is definitely worth getting.
And Erica, nicest woman in comics.
Yes, definitely. Definitely, without a doubt. I've never really talked to the Gail Simone that much, so yeah, Erica has these
number one. And you know what? Jamie D, a little shifty. It's because he's the shiznit, bitches.
And I love how a little shifty has just become like the slogan of comic timing.
A little shifty.
Thank you, David D. Shout out to you. God damn you, man. And what else did I get? Oh, and I got a wonderful Dark Side. Dark Side is such like it's Jeanette did a fantastic Dark Side for me. That's totally Kirby-esque.
Yeah. Also, I got this before 300. I picked up at Wizard World Philly. Harold Jeanette had the most amazing Superboy for me.
Oh yeah,
he did a end of Young Justice run Superboy.
And oh, very cool.
And it was the red and blue costume. It was amazing.
Nice.
And right now we're looking at Raph's Captain America Brubaker.
Yeah. Yes, with the terrible Electra, but yeah, I mean that is really cool that he was able to do Superboy like that.
Yeah, Harold Jeanette's gonna be so amazing on Smoke and Mirror. I cannot tell you this. That's gonna be one of the books to watch from independent book now. I can tell you
definitely. Yeah.
Harold Jeanette has he's a little bit cartoony, but mm-hmm. it really works for Smoke and Mirrors because that book is. I was talking to God, I'm blanking it now. Chuck.
Yeah.
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 I can't forget fucking Chuck.
All right.
But anyway, he's saying like that book is everything fun he liked about comics.
Yeah,
and you really get that for just by looking at Harold's artwork. It's fun, it's vibrant, and he's got a lot of action to it, and it's great.
Definitely, yeah. We went to you. Okay, yeah. All right, so yeah, just moving on to the actual event, just to get some things out there that were announced at this event, specifically, Steve Bryant, his Athena Volterra stuff is still being held up. However, he does have a new miniseries coming out. It's going to be a bit like Steve Bryant. Say good night over there. We'll see you in the morning. Good night. Hey, come on! It's like almost 2 a.m. here. It's like 1:30 at least. But we're definitely gonna finish up in the next like 20 minutes. But But anyway, yeah. Steve Bryant announced his new project. He also has a 24 one shot coming out from IDW, which is gonna be amazing. Because well, quite frankly, his art is gonna be perfect for 24. I guarantee you. Because he's got the art style for it.
And yes, Jack Bauer will take a crap once.
Yes, Jack Bauer will hopefully go to the bathroom at least once during that. 24 hours, there's no way in hell he holds it.
A person couldn't survive like that.
Yeah, a person would never be able to survive that, period. And another announcement that came out of that from Maury. Maury has some stuff to announce. That he's got a new venture, right?
Yeah, Maury and it's gonna be Kevin, him and Soda and
Kevin Moyer.
And Kevin Moyer, they're great. They're
who? Kevin Moyer.
Kevin Moyer.
Yeah, he's back. He's back. Kevin Moyer's back. Yeah, definitely.
What's a Kevin Moyer?
Kevin Moyer is a member of a podcast.
Yeah.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Indeterminate age with red hair. Anyway, right, him, Kevin Moyer, and Soda are making their own venture now online. Kevin Moyer actually has now been inducted to doing color framing, I believe he said, for
the flatting.
Yeah. Color flatting for some of Moe's books.
Mm-hmm.
And now him and Soda, any work that they do with any major book,
yeah,
no matter what, will actually go online and you can actually get that actual color artwork and you can actually purchase it yourself and they'll actually make a certificate of authenticity for the book. So it actually will be like a one of one for that.
Very cool.
For that.
Very cool.
And that will be original artwork for you to buy.
Yeah.
And this is not like, you know, your run of the mill, like, you know, copied from Kinko stuff. This will be like actual, you know, what's the color company? Kiko?
What's up?
What's the color company who does this?
I believe it's Kiko, yeah.
Yeah, Kiko. And it's going to be amazingly, it looks, from what we saw from the one print they had.
It's really, really high quality, yeah, quality
it's,
stuff.
It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, Juan's passing out at this point. Oh, okay. Oh, he's getting his computer. Okay, I was about to say, because yeah, he's over on the other side of the room. It looked like he was like going to be a beach whale for the rest of the night, so. Whoa. Oh, God. All right. Let's not get into his yawn moaning, all right? Let's it's yawn snormo, and we'll get into that never. But he's got some stuff to announce, and who else was it? Their names are escaping me. The guys that they had on, the horror guys. Yeah, from the corpse, yeah. It was the living corpse, right?
Yeah.
Tell us a bit about them from what you remember.
Oh, wait, I got it.
Okay, because I'm blanking here because I'm an idiot right now.
From what I remember, their comics getting released by Zenoscope, and yes, they've already got a movie deal going with it. But they movie, yeah. they actually prefer working with comics, but, you know, having a movie deal is pretty cool.
Yeah, and they seem like really cool guys.
Because that's what they do.
No, yeah, definitely, totally. Yeah, that's totally what to do. Yeah, right. But I mean, that's pretty much the announcements that came out of there. And it was mostly just celebrating the fact that podcasting has reached where it has. Mm-hmm. The fact that there is going to be a comic convention that pretty much stemmed out of a frickin' podcast. You know, like you've had Penny Arcade. That's what I'm going to compare it to here. Because Penny Arcade was a webcomic. Started off as a webcomic and became a phenomenon. Became like a place for everybody to gather together. They made a Penny Arcade convention out of it, pretty much. Now CGS is having their convention because the same sort of thing happened to them. They got a community out of it. They got a group of people that love hanging out with each other, and it just kept growing and growing and growing. It's going to continue to grow. They're really lucky people. And I mean, I wouldn't be here right now if not for them. That much I can definitely say. And I wouldn't be here with you guys right now, which is totally something that I don't even want to know where I'd be right now, you know. So it's awesome. It totally is. There you go.
We are sexy bitches. Yeah.
Oh, I miss that so much, man. I miss that so much, man. The early days of CGS. We are sexy bitches. Yeah. Oh man. But also, hey, how about the present that Peter got?
Oh my God.
Oh.
And Peter got a little misty. So did I. For all the hard work which Peter does, and Peter does so much for that show, it's amazing. For a little show of appreciation, Brian got Peter one of the new iPod Nanos, and it was fantastic.
It really was, and I mean, he didn't see it coming. I mean, he was in tears.
Yeah,
I mean,
he really was.
Kevin was in tears for. I mean, he was just happy to be
and Shane,
respected.
Yeah,
yeah, you know, and I mean, like everybody out there. That you can tell that these guys like are real people,
yeah.
You know, they're not just like doing this for any other. Yeah, I mean,
I think one time or another, they each kind of got a little emotional, which was good, not good, but it was nice to see that they, you know, are real people and are willing to take time out of their busy schedules to put on something like this.
Yeah. Hey, this guy got emotional. I mean, he was in tears on the opening of Rio's thing.
It was good because especially what Lem said, you know, these guys aren't just friends. They really are a family.
Yeah, they really are.
And it's good to see, you know, through podcasting, it made their family bigger.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, and everybody on the forums, all the podcasts that are on there, and I mean, all the members of the forums are all part of that extended family, and yeah. I mean, we wouldn't want it any other way.
And they even I like how this year they even recognized people that have helped them with the frickin' Sweers.
Oh, and the frickin' Sweer awards are just so awesome.
Yeah. So to all the
there you go.
So to all those you people who couldn't make it, you know, you were definitely. You were definitely appreciated, and you were missed, and you should probably make it.
Yeah.
Even if you can't make it.
For all those people who couldn't make it, Vorpal Keith, Vorpal Keith, just make sure you Vorpal Keith make it Vorpal Keith next year, Vorpal Keith. Vorpal
and
Keith.
Titans together.
And Tim, dude, come on. We want to see you here, man.
Don't be a douche.
Hey, don't call Tim a douche. That's not
cool. I didn't call him a douche.
He said, don't be one if you
don't. I said, don't become one.
Okay, all right.
I'm Batman. Right.
Okay, good. Thank you. You're enjoying that hoarse voice a little bit too much.
I'm the goddamn Batman.
All right, take the mic away. Take the mic away.
Are you dense? Are you dense?
Take the mic away. All right.
No Bruce Jones. Bad rap.
That's all you got to do to make Raph like go into convulsions. Mention Bruce Jones at least once.
It's like Schultz. Bruce Jones!
Yeah, but no, I mean, like, and I know that more people will come to this, like, as it goes on, because this is just the way it's going. I mean, it's not even going to be in the mall next time. It's going to be somewhere else. Like, I think it said, like, what, like, a couple miles away? That's
it? Yeah, a couple miles away.
Yeah, with, like, a small little convention center.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, this mall could not hold this year, unfortunately.
Yeah.
We had just grown by leaps and bounds so much. It was amazing.
I know. I mean, mind you, I wanted my Orange Julius, but that's really it.
And they already had the two commitments to come to next year.
Yeah, they do, actually. And those are?
Mike Norton and...
No, it wasn't Freddie. It wasn't Steve either. Wasn't it Maury or... Oh, no. Actually, no. Mouse Guard.
Yes.
Yeah. Peterson. Yes, and Bob Retall is a VIP specifically because he bought the sketch, as we said, the episode 300 jam piece, and Bob's the man.
Yeah, Bob and oh my god, I have to give props to Spano also.
Yeah,
pretty much Spano and Bob went to a pissing contest for the bid for the jam piece.
Yeah,
and it wasn't until Just Bill hyped the crowd up, pushed it to 300, and it stayed at 300 and. Pretty much now, since Bob paid that much for the piece, he is now VIP.
Definitely.
This year. All his stuff's gonna be comp, except for his
he deserves it. He really does. Yeah, and also, I mean, the fact that Just Bill is one of the friendliest, funniest guys I know, and I'm straight up saying that. I mean, his podcast is awesome. I mean, he's awesome, and it's. Yeah, well, we're gonna have a promo for that in the next couple of weeks, probably.
That's right, Trevor.
I don't know what's going on. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for bringing that back.
But for Spano and Bob to do that's a hell of a pissing contest.
Yeah.
And it was a good cause for a good cause though.
And Spano gets to spread the love to everybody because we know him personally. Love. I mean, like Juan, Raph, and myself, you know, hang out with him in New York all the time, but. He's as nice to people he doesn't know as people that he does know because he knows everybody pretty much. And I mean, he was so nice to Chuck's kids also.
Yeah. Oh, Chuck. Oh God, Chuck. Luke Sadley, Chuck's kid.
Yeah.
This kid has a future in comics. I swear to God, he does.
Yes.
This kid is amazing because he was at his dad's table and he was doing sketches for a dollar.
Yeah.
And they weren't like, you know, the best sketches, but the kid, he has heart for it, and that's what makes it all. He drew a SpongeBob and Patrick. And a plankton, a little tiniest plankton, right for Spano. I'm like, this kid's gonna be freaking amazing.
What Juan has mail?
Yes, Juan's got mail.
Yes, he does. Oh no, someone's looking at his OKCupid account. Whatever shall we do?
Oh no, not again.
Oh boy.
Back to
oh things, no, it's a guy
to,
again.
Back to things which matter.
Yeah, okay.
Luke Sarley, this kid, I got to meet him. I think once at Wizard World Philly last year. And he is probably like he's like his dad. He's down to earth kid, and it was so funny because his dad had bought him a can of peanuts.
Yeah,
and he was just going around opening the can of peanuts, and little thing popped out like yeah. And his dad was like,
he pulled the same joke on about four different people.
His dad's like, you know, Steve Bryant wants some peanuts. He's like, go with Steve Bryant. Yeah.
That's that youthful enthusiasm that I just love seeing in kids.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, this guy, I mean, and Chuck is, you could tell, is just, he's as nice a guy as anybody. I mean, I'm glad that his health is improving.
Yeah.
I mean, Pat Loika couldn't be here due to the fact that on his way to the airport,
yeah,
he gets in a car crash and breaks his leg.
Yeah, but
his sketches, he still made sure in his dying breath to get the sketches here. It's figurative dying breath at least.
I did get my Thor Lord of Asgard sketch, and I want to thank Pat for that.
Yeah. Thor Lord of Asgard. Yeah,
like it's the helmet when he takes over for Odin and without the beard.
The Jurgen's Thor. Yeah, pretty much. The Jurgen's Thor.
I want to thank Pat personally for that. I mean, for him to have sent that out when he was seriously hurt.
Yeah,
thanks a lot, Pat, if you're listening, and I hope you get well.
He will get well, and he's going to be as awesome as always. Eat the
fiber. Yeah, and as Juan said, eat the fiber, Pat. Eat the fiber. It's good for you. All right, we're at a minute, hour 20. We actually gonna do a topic real quick or no?
Yeah, we should do at least a little bit of a topic, but let's wrap off CGS 300 just with, I guess, well wishes to the CGS guys and things you're looking forward to next year.
Next year, hopefully I'll be able to get some sketches from the artists and just stuff like that. Make it back here and get to meet more people.
Yeah.
Next year, I hope I bring more money for sketches because I asked myself out.
Bring
this
more
year.
Money, period, dude.
My God, oh God, my checking account is at negative now. God, I honestly, I wish I had more money to go buy more Buzz artwork.
Yeah.
And I wish I could give Hesse a bigger donation.
I need to get a Buzz artwork next year
because Hesse and Buzz honestly made my con.
Yeah.
And I also wanted to get some stuff from Kevin Bolo as well.
Yeah.
Well, Juan wants more Amish girls.
He's going to come over and say what he wants.
All right, fine.
Right now, he's just checking his OkCupid, so he'll
I'm assuming he wants Amish girls.
What?
He only goes for Amish girls now, so I mean, this doesn't really matter. Yeah, no, he's done with Puerto Ricans entirely.
He's got the Amish fever.
All right, come on.
It's a year from now, so I have time to save up. I want to get more stuff, and I want to meet more people, and I definitely want to get the first annual Pants Pokerathon tournament up and running.
Yes.
Because that should have been up and running, and it's not up and running.
It should be up and running,
and it should be in a pod that's casted, like a podcast that's casted to your iPod.
And YouTube, by the way, will be graced by the song that was played at CGS 300, the wonderful rendition of
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
No, actually, what is it? The Let Them Know It's Christmas Time or whatever.
I think so.
Yeah. And
not John Lennon, right?
No, it's not John Lennon.
Oh, it's the Bad Husband. Okay. Right.
The bad husband. Right. The bad husband.
She's the bad wife.
Oh my Jesus God! We're not going to get into the Beatles on this show. All right. My God.
To everything.
We all live in a yellow submarine. A yellow submarine. A yellow submarine. This costs
$20. I am the walrus.
Cuckoo, ca-choo. Cuckoo, ca-choo. Well, also.
Cuckoo ca-choo, bitches.
I'm back.
That girl was hot, though.
What are you looking forward to next year, Juan?
Me?
Yeah.
More Amish girls.
Other than just the Amish girls, what else?
Fucking Scrapple.
Oh, dude.
And Amish girls.
Scrapple.
On the same plate.
Scrapple, man. Hell yeah.
Covered in Scrapple with maple syrup all over.
How about at the CGS event and not at the Amish girls?
Oh. There were a lot of girls at the CGS event. Single girls
you
at the CGS
one
event.
One-track mind, dude. One-track mind.
Oh, yeah.
How about stuff you're looking to try and buy or something?
I can't buy Danielle, but I can take her to dinner. I could.
All right, you know what? You're a hopeless case.
No, I'm not hopeless because I have hope that one day Danielle will look at me with those eyes of an artist.
It takes Matt's little brother to 10-year-old kid, lean over the table saying, "So, you like skateboarding?" I'm like, you kid, you were a fucking player. You are my hero.
So, do you like stuff?
I just put some new wheels on my skateboard. And you know what? I got a fucking iPhone.
I have Tony Hawk Skater. You want to come to my house?
Only if I could play with your control, huh?
Oh, ho, ho.
Oh, it's wireless.
Oh. Yeah. All right. Well,
Cyaxis controller.
While this perv keeps talking, let me talk about stuff that I actually want to do next year. Definitely got to buy more sketches. Mm-hmm. Got to get me a Buzz sketch, like I said. But more importantly, I want to buy more just regular back issues mm-hmm. because I didn't really come with a list this year. I think next year I probably will because it's a real convention, so I could probably end up doing that. And obviously, Golden Eagle is going to have a presence at this. It's not going to be at Golden Eagle, but they're still going to have a presence. And I got to make a trip back to Golden Eagle, obviously.
And when you bring your backlist issues that you need to find, make sure you remember to print it off before you leave the office, or it'll cost you 79 cents over at Office Max to print it off.
And store them in my lights.
Yes. And by the way, also, one other thing is that next year, I definitely want to look forward to the Yankees being in first place and the Red Sox being in second
okay.
place.
Okay. On a serious note, I'm really looking forward to just meeting more people from the forum.
Amen.
Because honestly, I think that's why we made the 2-hour trek here.
No question. Yeah.
Hannah, we're talking to you.
Yeah, I am Hannah, Malicia. She were awesome.
Yeah.
Raph is a douche, so it doesn't matter.
Hannah and Denise both couldn't be here due to different reasons, but they would definitely be here next year.
Amy, come back.
Yeah. Yeah. Denise will definitely be here next year. We know that.
You have to kill Denise for not to come back next year.
Yeah, and I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah. No, you're not getting a fucking... Sit down, Chinese boy. You don't need to do shit. Sit down.
Juan, don't let him take that mic.
I'm not. That's why. I know that look.
All right. Oh, thank you.
Oh, right. He'll be done with school, and we'll get him. Like we brought Seraphine over. We'll sell cookies.
We're gonna import Brent straight from England,
Brent isn't from England.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
Brent, it was great hanging out with you, and we had a great time. And we'll see you. Oh wait, you weren't here. What?
Stop. Oh, that's not cool. That's not cool. Well, we did.
What do you mean? I didn't do that. Hey, it was him.
We did, however, hang out with him for a bit in the car. So that was good.
Brent's a nice guy.
Yeah.
Brent, your girlfriend lied to us about the weather. It started raining as soon as we hit the
All right. Let's be serious here, though. He sent the most awesome text message, just wishing us well and all that before we got here. And dude, next year if you can make it, that'd be totally awesome. And we're gonna try and make it to MegaCon in Florida one of these days, just to definitely get out there and hang out with you, because it's all part of the love, man. It's all part of the love.
And also, Lord Shaper sent a phone call to Jamie D.
Yes.
And thank you, Shaper, because you know you're representing what cryptographic
Australia
and cryptographic yeah.
Cryptographic podcast and Heath Holland straight from New Zealand.
Yeah.
Oh, and actually, speaking of Lord Shaper, just to make this reference here, more Rogues Gallery. It's on the way. I'm actually recording it on Wednesday. I'm going to be recording two. That way we're going to have two in the cam. So I'll release one and release another one about 3 or 4 weeks after that. So we're going to have ourselves some good old Lord Shaper.
Newsflash. CGS might be allowing people to drink at the next event. However, it is only one drink per person. So this is the new cup size.
Oh, no. I'm frightened. Oh, that is awesome, dude. That's he's showing us a picture. Of this guy, like,
it's like 2 liters.
Yeah, it's like a 2-liter foam cup, pretty much.
It's like the Super Bowl from, like, KFC. It's a trough.
That right there is the bladder breaker.
That's definitely the bladder breaker.
That's gone around the office at where I work for the state.
Oh my God!
The great state of New York.
Amen.
That's what she said.
Woo! Oh yeah. All right. Well, anyway, let's get on to a topic here, just for about 10 minutes. All right,
yeah,
and then we'll end it just like that. We were talking about, because this is actually going to segue into the 22 pages that we're going to do later on, probably in another week or two, about the whole Black Canary, Green Arrow wedding special and all that. No spoilers here about that. What we are going to talk about, though, is just how Green Arrow returned. We got in this conversation in the car about it. And
it was heated.
It was pretty heated, because I do have opinions on that I, to this day, are kind of strong, specifically about how Connor kind of got the shaft from Kevin Smith. From what I know about the whole situation, when Ali first came back, like, for those of you who don't know, he was dead for a while. All right, then he got better because people in comics get better. There is no such thing as death in comics.
The revolving door of life and death has been opened.
Well, according to Jeff Johns and Kid Eternity, the revolving door to death has been closed.
Yes.
Did you?
Yeah.
I wasn't fucking paying attention. I'm sorry. Well,
that's why you should just close the laptop.
I'm looking for research on Green Arrow.
Sure he is. Sure he is. Wada.
I'm sorry if the research happens to look like porn.
But anyway, Ali was gone for a while. Connor was the Green Arrow. He was a member of the JLA.
And also he had the crossover with him and Green Lantern again.
Yeah.
That was coming back again. That
yeah.
Was really good.
Kyle Green Lantern and Connor Green Arrow had their crossovers.
They also had the three of the kind with the Flash.
Yes, yes. And there was the a crossover between Nightwing,
Batman.
Robin, Batman, and Green Arrow.
Something Order of the Fist?
Order of the Fist, yeah. Which I actually just got from Atomic Avenue like a couple weeks ago. It's really awesome.
Yeah, that was the one where Connor like fights Lady Shiva.
Yeah.
And almost like basically fights her to a standstill pretty much until Robin comes along and she says, "Okay, I'm going."
Yeah. I mean, this guy was a strong character, still is to this day. But it's just the way that Kevin Smith brought him back. From what I know about it, he brought him back because, and I quote, "Well, he's my Green Arrow." That's not a reason to bring him back a character. I mean, unless you have a specific reason for bringing somebody back, suck it up, bitch. That's it. You know, just use the character that's already been established. You don't have to bring people back from the dead. That's ridiculous.
I don't know. I've been reading I have the most of the first run of the volume one of the Mike Grail.
Uh-huh.
And I think they just kind of got to the point with Ali Queen that they couldn't do anything with him.
Yeah, yeah.
And they had to off him.
Yeah, and I mean, it made sense. And I mean, he died in a heroic, tragic fashion.
Well, he died disarming the bomb, and
yeah.
Superman could have saved him, but he would have had to cut off his arm. And Ali Queen's an archer, and
yes.
He needs both
yeah.
of his arms. So.
Yeah. So, I mean, we all know that he would rather be dead than lose an arm. Because, I mean, obviously, his life is arching. Without arching, he would not be the person that he is. Yes. And arching eyebrows, which are always good. And Archie Bunker, he was good at All in the Family. But, all right, we're not getting into a whole bunch of arches here, dude. Come on. But, yeah.
There's the golden arches.
That's true, McDonald's. Yeah, have it your way. And that's what Kevin Smith, he had it his way, all right? He wanted Ali, he brought Ali back. But what did you think of his run in general? Did you feel he did a good job?
Oh, just like McDonald's fucks up your system, Kevin Smith pretty much fucked over Connor. Because
yeah.
Kevin Smith wrote a great Ali, and that's fine, but everyone wants to see his Ali, then everyone forgets about Connor.
Yeah, he got the shaft.
I hate to say it, but I have to give Morrison his props when he was writing JLA with Connor in it.
Oh yeah,
it was. He really did. He knew how to use him a lot. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Especially in Connor's his solo series by himself. I think it was the one where the JLA had just guest starred in it.
Yeah,
and he was just like, you know, let my aim be true. I mean, like, you know,
he was the man.
He really was. He had his own personality, his own style, and it just worked for him.
Yeah,
and I think. With a character like that, with the way he was written, he wasn't Ollie. That's the thing.
Yeah,
he had
just like Kyle's not Hal.
Exactly. They had the same beliefs. They had the same sort of personality on the outside. But
yeah.
once you actually read the book and you actually crack the character open, you get inside of his head.
Yeah,
it's like I have to go back to the Greener Pastures. There was the Green Arrow, Green Lantern crossover, two for one.
Yeah,
and it was pretty much. Going back to Eden Corp again, and you learn how Ali had died, and you go up against the Eden Corp again, and you know it really was like the Brave and the Bold again.
Mm-hmm.
That's really how those two were.
It felt wonderful,
and
it was
natural. And I think with a character like Connor, he lends to being with other characters.
Yeah,
but you leave him in a solo series for too long, he almost gets kind of stale.
Yeah,
and I think. What Smith did, I think he kind of understood that he gets stale after a while, but mm-hmm. he still screwed him over because he
made him a background character.
Exactly. You could have Green Arrow and Green Arrow.
Yeah.
Really.
Well, plus also he focused on Arsenal. He kind of ignored Connor for a while there.
I think it was a few issues after Quiver. Well, a few issues of his last couple ones where he actually kind of explored the relationship between Oliver and Connor. But
yeah.
I think with Oliver, you get, you know, you have the whole relationship he has with Hawkman and all and Batman.
Yeah. But not much of anything else, really. Yeah,
true.
I mean, it was the later issues of Green Arrow that made me say, okay, fine, Ollie's back, I'll accept that. It was Meltzer's run, it was Winnick's run, that made me okay with the fact. Kevin Smith's, it kind of left me cold. You know, it was, it felt forced. It felt like something that didn't have to happen. It was the later ones that okay, fine, whatever, I'll deal with it.
I don't know. I recently reread it. How they tied it into Final Night. It was kind of. And then his picture of his heaven, because you saw Jason Todd swinging, and I believe Barry was there too.
Yeah, Barry was there too, which was, of course, in general, kind of hard since Barry's supposed to be in the Speed Force, not in magical heaven land created by Kevin Smith where everybody goes and they're swinging and happy and yay. What's up?
Actually, in Crisis, when Barry dies, he goes to the future.
He was vibrating in different time periods.
But he died. But I think
when he died, he went into the Speed Force.
Okay. Right.
Yeah, he did eventually die in the Speed Force because that's where speedsters go when they die. And for some reason, he was in magical heaven land that Kevin Smith created. That's really what I have to call it because they've never shown heaven like that again after Kevin Smith.
That just shows that Kevin Smith. People like him, and they like him for a certain reason, but that doesn't mean that he knows what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Especially with something that's very dear to us.
Yeah.
And I think that's why we're getting kind of angry, because it's the same thing with Kyle, it's the same thing with Connor, especially since those two characters had such a close relationship in Morrison's JLA run.
Yeah.
You know, honestly, I think it is. I think it's the old guard fans, fans of Ollie and fans of Hal.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, that's why they terminated the Kyle Rayner series.
Yeah,
it was the backlash from the fans of Hal.
Well, no. Let's not say that about the fans of Hal, because most of the fans of Hal were perfectly fine.
The rabid fans of Hal.
The rabid fans of Hal. You got to make that distinction.
Yeah, they got angry and they said, "Oh, you know, it's about time that we give Hal his due again. Come on, you bring him back. Yeah, you brought him back. He's good. He's a good character now, only because he was handled with care."
Yeah,
you had the rabbit fans of Ollie Queen.
Yeah,
and they brought him back, They do it half assed.
Yeah,
and it's not fair to us who actually like good stories.
Agreed.
I mean, you give us crap with we have to take it, unfortunately, because you brought it in the continuity and they keep it in continuity. Yeah.
I'm not gonna say that it was crap though. Well, you said it was crap. It just wasn't what I was looking for.
Well, you don't have to take it. You can stop buying the book.
Yeah,
and then they'll listen to you.
Honestly, no one stopped buying the book because it was a big name on the book. It was Kevin Smith. It brought us back to the time again where, you know, oh my God, we have to buy this because it's Kevin Smith. No, you don't. I mean, look at Kevin Smith's second book.
Spider-Man Black Cat.
Yeah, exactly. I stopped buying the book. And you know what happened? They traded it.
Yeah.
And I never bought it again.
Although, I've mentioned this before on the show. I found it really kind of interesting how by the time Spider-Man Black Cat came out, he made it fit into the current continuity. Even after he had been gone for 2 years without an issue, he fitted in to the whole Daredevil's identity being, like, revealed. Which means he obviously wrote it, like, 3 months ago. Yeah. It was, like, I was banging my head up against the wall. I'm like, this dude said, oh, no, I've been working on it all this time. I was like, that's such bullshit.
And since when is, you know, Spider-Man Black Cat, and Nightwing, and Nightcrawler.
I don't know how the hell Nightwing got there, dude. It was so freaking weird. Like, Dick Grayson just showed us. Oh, yeah. Dick Grayson
showed us out of nowhere. Cosmic Cube, and, you know, he banged Black Cat, and, you know, he got her.
Which woman has Nightwing not banged?
Oh.
Are you sure? Man. Yeah, she has.
Okay, he's never banged
Infinite
Wonder
Crisis,
Woman.
She literally ran to help
He never
him.
Banged Donna.
Yeah, he never banged Donna. Yeah, right.
Oh, come on.
Being in Titan's Tower, nothing happened. Hey, the Wildebeest Society kind of attack. You know, next time could be the last time. Fine.
Hey, they don't call it the Wildebeest Society for nothing.
Bumblebee. Nightwing's not. He hasn't yet banged Bumblebee. Yeah. Karen Beach.
That means that he'd go after Ironhide afterwards?
Ew!
prove me that Ironhide is a transformer. Okay? The fuck is your problem? You need start pumping the arrow bed.
Yeah. Well, we're all gonna start pumping our arrow beds.
Oh, right? Wow, that came up.
I didn't mean it like that, you idiots. All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Going back to Yowie and going back to Kevin Smith in general, you know, he's a guy who's able to bring a whole bunch of like media and press to things, but he's not. I don't think he's nearly as big a comic fan as he lets on. All right, I know he's a huge comic fan.
Well, donkey sex and anal sex isn't comics.
Yeah,
and that's what he's known for.
I'm not going to deny he doesn't love the industry. I am going to deny the fact that he's a super fan that he wants.
He doesn't understand the industry. He doesn't understand the fans. He understands that he wants to tell this story because he has the vision in his head. And if you listen to Smodcast and he says it about directing, I don't want to direct anything that I didn't write because I had the vision.
Yeah.
Right. Well, you know what? That artist has the vision more than you do because he's putting it down to paper.
And it was the Dodsons in Superman, Spider-Man Black Cat, you know, and that was really great.
But even if it wasn't a Dodson, it could be some hack.
Yeah.
But he still has to do the effort.
Yeah, not only that, he finished that, but he didn't have a follow-through storyline to address anything. It just led up to Meltzer and everyone else. And, you know, he might be able to do a comic, but it would have to be an original graphic novel. It would have to be completely away from everything.
He's actually said a couple times, I only really want to do 12 issues on a book.
He shouldn't even be doing that.
Give him
a miniseries.
Yeah, give him a maxi or a miniseries. I mean, come on. You give him something like Inhumans. Come on.
The official rule, I think, should be is that Kevin Smith can write comic books. He just can't bring characters back that have been dead. That's it.
Moratorium. I agree with that.
Yeah.
Well, I just think they better stop giving jobs to people who can't do the fucking job.
Yeah.
And give jobs to people who want to do Heimberg, I'm talking to you, bitch. Right? Wilson DeMail, you know what? The Flash, 20 years ago, it's fine. But not now. All right?
I hear Red Menace is not that bad, but it's not the Flash.
Yeah, yeah. I'm talking about the Flash.
I know.
Looking at you, Wilson DeMail.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
They're listening. Yeah. They're listening right now.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Fuck them.
No, they're not.
I know they're not. Right. And what I said, give it to people like Kevin Gravel.
Yeah.
Who really loves the comic forum. You know, the comic forums.
I love the comic forums too.
I love the comic forums. Yeah. He should be on the comic forums. He loves the comic form.
Yeah.
And he's like his new Warrior stuff. It isn't fantastic.
It's great.
Yeah. Is it, you like it?
I really like New Warriors.
I don't think it's the best.
My only problem with it is that it should be called the New X Warriors because every single character
is a new X-Men character.
Is a new X-Men character or
including Cecilia Reyes.
You're fucking with me.
What, you didn't see the roster?
You're fucking with
me. No, check it out right there on Wikipedia.
You're fucking with me.
No, go.
Whoa.
Type it in.
You're a bastard. I can see that lying look on your face, man.
I had him going for like a good minute then. Puerto Rican in comics.
Although, remember, there's still two characters that haven't been revealed.
Yeah.
So it's possible. Who knows?
No, she's Puerto Rican by injection.
Well, for that matter... this is a completely different topic than what we were talking about, but for that matter, Cecilia Reyes' brother is a member of Sentinel Squad 1, and he's still looking for her. She's still missing.
She's Mutant Zero.
That would be a good way to bring it back. It's certainly possible.
She's Mutant Zero.
It's certainly possible. I'm not saying it's not.
She's the same body type.
It's possible.
As Avengers Initiative.
If she is, though, there's going to be Cecilia Reyes fans that are banging their head against the wall because she's a doctor.
Wow. You...
Yeah, me.
And your girlfriend.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
That's two right there. That's two fans. That's two fans.
Yeah.
Hey, who was a fan of Maggot? 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 Anybody? No, Maggot? No. Maggot? No? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, Elliot S. Magnin.
Yeah.
I only read DC, so. I did read my brother's X-Men comics for a while, but.
Okay. Yeah. But I think for this topic, I think all in all, we've just pretty much just agreed that if Kevin Smith does ever want to go back in the comic books, give him a freaking miniseries.
But is it just Kevin Smith or is it editorial constraints?
It could be editorial constraints.
I see. There has to be a mandate from editorial coming down from this because
because you're a big name, does that really allow you to, you know, fuck with continuity?
Dude, they want sales.
I know, but...
They want sales. Kevin Smith is sales, right?
No, but yeah.
Not for you, but for everybody else, dude. Everybody else. See, like, for the hardcore comic fans... No offense, though. We're five people.
Look, If Smith came on Notebook, I would give him the first issue, honestly. Because, you know, I was burnt by freaking... Black Cat.
Yeah.
I bought that at Wizard World 3 years ago.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, what the hell?
Thanks for reminding me, by the way.
I'm like, come on.
I paid my money on that, too.
I know. I paid $8 for that book.
Yeah,
man.
I know.
$8 for the fucking variant.
Yeah.
And I'm like, 2 years later, I'm like, what the hell? The book.
See, I didn't buy the variant. At least I didn't have to go that far. DCBS gives you whatever you want. Yes, DCBS is a wonderful. No, they're not a sponsor yet, so yeah, I can't. Yeah.
Also, you have to think about Kevin. Kevin Smith had a really successful movie come out right around the time he did Green Arrow. So he had a. No, Dogma. That was $30 million.
Dogma was not very successful.
Well, that's his most. His
most movie. Successful, but it tossed a hell of a lot of money. And
yeah, but
it didn't
I mean, that's the
back.
Whole point. That's when he grew his niche again because it went down with Mallrats a little bit.
Yeah.
The whole point is like at that point he was really hot. Like he was Heinberg with Young Avengers Heinberg.
Yeah.
He isn't art. This Heinberg.
Yeah.
Also,
yeah,
with,
right.
With Bilson,
not this Heinberg, a
with
different
Bilson
Heinberg.
And DeMeo, like they
Bob
wanted,
Heinberg.
Bilson and DeMeo wanted to work on Wally West Flash, and
yeah.
They told him, you have to use this.
We know all about it already.
That's bullshit. You want to know why? Because the Flash on the Flash TV series is an amalgamation of all three Flashes.
Uh-huh.
No, it has Jay Garrick. Yes.
Yeah.
Jay was the older brother, and he was Wally West.
How about that failed Justice League pilot where like Wally West was like Barry Allen and Barry
yes.
like yeah.
No,
Barry Allen was like Wally West.
No,
yeah.
Guy
right.
Gardner was the most responsible person in the JLA.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I
and
love
Wally
it.
West
and,
was the most
and
responsible.
His costume was a little bit of Kyle, a little bit of Guy, and a little bit of Hal.
Yeah.
It was fucking awesome,
and
dude.
And then there was Fire, who had the worst costume ever. And yeah. Then
Martian Manhunter.
Booger Hunter from Mars. Oh,
big tall black guy
in
green makeup.
No, not big tall black guy. Big tall booger in green makeup.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, let's try to bring this topic to a close because eyes are dropping.
It is pretty much closed at this point. I think we've said this.
It's 2 o'clock in the morning.
Brent
will be like, fuckers, don't shut up.
We went about an hour 45. I still want to edit just a little bit before we get it out just to put the beginning and ending on it. So, yeah, let's end this off. First of all, one more time. Introduce yourself one more time because we barely said your name on the show.
Chad Burdett, unknown fanboy on the board.
Yes, definitely.
Thank you for letting me sit in.
No question, dude. I mean, you've been hanging out with us all weekend, and it's been totally awesome.
Our roadie, yeah.
Yeah, woo! I ask you this every single time on the show, man. When's the next quarter, man?
I don't know.
Well, you recorded some stuff, like, in the car, so I'm assuming
I'm going to probably take this, buffer it with mine, and, you know,
okay.
Mix it together.
All right, cool, that works. And, obviously, wait, IndigoFire.libsyn.com?
Yeah, and also, hopefully, quarterbin.freewebs.com when I get back home.
Good. Okay.
There should be 3 episodes of Geek Shoe Night in the in the next 4 weeks.
You better hold yourself to that, dude, or else we're gonna kill you.
We have 2 done.
Okay, yeah, I know, because I was on 2 of them.
Exactly.
I was on both of them.
When's your next episode coming out?
But I'm
patiently waiting for episode 7.
Yes, we are all patiently waiting for episode 7, and it'll be out. Geeks
I'm
Unite.
Looking at you, Heinberg.
Geeksunite.libsyn.com, freewebs.geeksunite, it's all good, man.
Yeah,
all
bitches.
Good. All right, we're pretty much done at this point. The first ever live comic timing.
I'm going on OKCupid.
You're going on OKCupid, and I'm going to sign off right now. The email address for comic timing is comictiming@gmail.com. I'm going to play the music in the background. You guys can do whatever you want here, dude. Don't forget to check out the forums over at CGS Pod yet. It's the old one, guys. The Comic Timing Forums. The Comic Timing Forums are at thecomicforums.com/forum, which is graciously hosted by the Comic Geek Speak guys over at comicgeekspeak.com. We're proud members of the Comics Podcast Network over at comicspodcast.com. Please vote for us on iTunes. Graciously appreciated. And podcast alley reviews, blah, 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 blah. I'm not talking anymore about this. The phone number I'm not giving you guys, all right? I'm not looking at the computer right now. I don't know it by heart. It's on the forums. Go look at it. I'm too tired right now to go through the rest of this. For everybody who has been in this room, thank you guys. And as always,
there is always time for comics, bitch.